to show off one network, putting it on the new channel, FXXX, without really explaining it to the audience.
Yeah, I watched some of them, but even I wasn't even clear, that it did not perform well on FX. I didn't even know that it had really changed.
I watched everything the first season and wasn't sure where they start the second season. Television is crazy. We're talking about Jim Jeffries' show, Rich, getting canceled.
Is it canceled?
Yeah, it's up in the news now. And no one really was sure how it moved from FX to FXXX.
You know what's weird? And I like Jim Jeffries. I like him a lot. And it's sad on the outside, but on the inside, I'm going, good.
Why would you do that?
No,
why?
I'm kidding.
Why does other people's problems make you feel better?
No, here's the truth. I really like him.
Yeah.
I did a bit on one of my CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years before. And I'm not cute. And he didn't know. And then.
Right.
But they did a whole segment almost based on a bit I do about, you know, if you want to stay with keep a girl, find her, you know, find her insecurities, what fucks with her, and then take advantage. And then he did, and there was no way that he knew I did. Mm-hmm. But then people come up to me and go, you're doing Jim Jeffries' bit. You know what I mean?
Right.
And there's no way, because he's the most original, funny fucking dude.
Except in this case.
In what case? No, these things happen.
It's
parallel thinking. That's
all.
It's parallel thinking, and I'm a big fan of his. So there's certain guys you don't want to get canceled.
TV networks are so fucked up.
Well,
now,
you know why you don't want a guy like him to get canceled?
By the way, I didn't know you had this much ink. I haven't seen you in short sleeves like this in a while.
A lot is new. This one.
Yeah.
This one's new. Yesterday, it's a cover up. I'm doing this whole area over.
Yeah.
And this is new. A lot of the bottom stuff is in the last. Yeah, I'm just finishing my arms, and then I'm done.
Now, do you think to yourself, before I go to the kids' PTA meeting, jacket?
Who goes to PTA meetings?
You don't do any of that.
You know what? This is what, look at it. You know, here's the thing. My kid's on her own. She's a smart kid, she could say.
I was up late last night, and I'm flipping around, and that comedians talking with in the middle of the night show. I can't think of the name of it, but it's out on the West Coast.
Byron Allen?
Yeah, Byron Allen.
You call that a comedy show?
Your wife was on it.
Yeah.
Pregnant.
Yes.
That's how, you know, what a throwback that was.
I remember that day she taped with Jimmy Walker. I'll get to that, but let me finish Jim Jeffries real quick.
Okay.
The reason why it's bad for him to get canceled, because he's a comic. He's an edgy comic.
Yeah.
He's a comic that's not doing your sitcom, you know what I mean? And he brings something different to the table.
Yeah.
That opens the door and helps other type of comics like that.
Right.
You know, so, and it's funny, and people, you know, enough about this, you know, this was offensive, that was, it's funny stuff.
But it's hard for the masses, for them to get out of the rhythm of the kind of sitcom comedy that we've seen our whole life. Like, they're used to rhythm.
Yeah, I know, but you take a network like FX, which I think is unbelievable. I mean, the shows, you know, Fargo and what do you
Fargo's
call
Fargo's so fucking good.
The one about the spies, we watch it, it's slipping my mind.
Americans or something
like
Americans.
That?
The Americans. Yeah.
They have really good shows. They're bringing it to, same with AMC, they're bringing it to another level where they're making networks and even HBO and Showtime compete with them. The Shield was unbelievable.
When is My Wife Hates Me going to become a TV show? Because I went out and did the podcast live in front of an audience, and I'm watching you guys work, and I'm watching the audience going, just dying.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you guys crush.
Thank you. We have one network interested. I mean, I don't know if they know. We know the format.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know the format for TV. It's based on the podcast.
Right.
And then it goes into semi-scripted reality, in between reality and Larry David. You know what I mean? Not cameras on you 24 hours, but not so rehearsed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Kind of like the show. You know, and, you know, we have networks, we have people interested in, and this isn't trying to be fucking